The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. With the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that Obamacare is constitutional, though it plainly isn't, the stage is now set for the bankrupting of our economy and the removal of religious liberty for those who believe the Bible to be true. We are watching our beloved America die before our very eyes. Is there any hope left? Yes, there is. God is still God. He is unchanged, and He is still on the throne. He was here before America was birthed. He will be here if it ceases to exist. But having said that, let me emphatically say that God's promise is still the same. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. The message couldn't be clearer. Repentance brings healing and the postponement of judgment. So whether liberty is preserved to get the gospel to the next generation is dependent on the people of God. Will we study the scripture enough to come to recognize that the reason for liberty is to get the gospel to our children and grandchildren? It's not about our pleasure, prestige, or possessions. And will the real America fall down before God in repentance and stand up with God against those who want to remove the right of the next generation to hear the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ? It really is that simple. Will the real America that loves the Word of God and seeks to bring the peace of its order to those who are in disorder, that they may be healed and become what God created them to be, will that America stand up right now? Will the real America fall on our face before Jesus Christ and confess our personal sins, sins of living for self, of living for our own comfort, for our own pleasure? Will the real America confess to God we've been wrong for wanting to control others, to manipulate them for our own selfish purposes? Will we confess to God that we've murdered by abortion and other means, that we've been partners with those who've murdered by not standing up and fighting to stop abortion and other types of murder? Will we admit that our looking at or condoning pornography has fed these murders? Will we admit that we've been greedy for gain and ignored those who were hurting to reach our goal? Will we admit we've hated those who surpassed us in achievement or wealth or fame? Will we admit we've compromised morally by the way we dressed, what we watched, by accepting seductiveness as normal? Will we admit we've wasted time hunting, fishing, at ball games and on the golf course, or shopping and watching movies, when we should have been living to get the truth of the Scripture about every area of life to our children? Will the real America admit that we've given away the liberty God through our forefathers entrusted to us by refusing to vote and be at government meetings locally and in our state capitals? Will we admit that by not standing up against the liquor industry's expansion into our region, we have partnered with murder, rape, and the beating of children that comes as a result of drunkenness? Will the real America please stand up with God and the standard of His Word by doing the opposite of all these sins? Will we, as Peter Marshall, the great chaplain of the U.S. Senate, stated, stand before a demagogue and damn his treacherous flatteries without winking? The choice is ours. The judgment is God's. Think about it, folks, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you will not like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars and Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.